Hi, besties. Welcome back or welcome to the It's Nap Time podcast. If you're new here, if you've been here for a while, the vibes are, you know the drill, hot bitches, respectfully listen to the It's Nap Time podcast. Now, I'm not just out here calling you a bitch. Hot bitches, respectfully calling you a bitch. They tune in, okay? They are here for the vibes, for everything that we talk about every single week. Now, I am a little embarrassed to admit that, I was today years old, so May 15th, 2024, Wednesday, 12:40 p.m. to be exact. Actually, it was about 5 minutes ago, give or take. I learned that I could unscrew my microphone from its stand, so now I'm holding my microphone instead of it just being right in front of me and holding it with a stand. So if the audio sounds a little bit different, like I'm further away or closer or whatever, just bear with me. This is how it was supposed to be. I was, you know, not having my finest moment for the last. I started this, what, in August? August, September, October, November. Okay, that, you know, almost a whole year, okay? Okay, well, that was my little, I had to get that off my chest. I feel a little bit better. Like I said, today is Wednesday, May 15th, and you're going to be listening to this on at least Thursday, May 16th. I don't know what day you're going to be tuning in, but it is shitty weather here, okay? It was horrible weather the last few days. It's going to be shit for the next few days. So, don't know what's going on with that. I know it's not just in New Jersey. I literally saw on TikTok the other day that it was snowing in Utah, question mark. I don't know what's going on. I'm not here for it. I need the warmth. You know, it is fun every now and again when there is some shitty weather because it gives you the opportunity to just, you know, sit down, relax, and rot. And if you are not feeling your best, when the sun is shining and the birds are chirping, it kind of can make you feel like you have to get up and do something. So on the days where I'm just feeling mentally drained and low, which I have been feeling the last few days, it is kind of nice to look out your window and see some rain, but one thing about me is I'm always going to keep it real with you guys. I have been kind of down in the dumps the last few days. I don't know if it's just because of the weather or where I'm at in my menstrual cycle, which it is so astronomically fucked up how little women, girls, females, whatever fucking age you are as a woman, how little we are taught about the menstrual cycle and the different phases, where you are in your cycle and how you feel, how your body feels, your mind, everything. There's literally specific foods, workouts, things that you should be doing to make sure that you are feeling your best and supporting yourself where you need to be supported. And the lack of knowledge and awareness and everything is truly just disheartening. So the fact that I even learned that there were different stages other than being on your period and not, I just learned that about a year ago. It's pretty alarming and honestly pisses me off. But anyways, yeah, I was having a little bit of a mental breakdown over the last few days. Kind of spilled over into today. Truly no reason. I honestly sometimes just get hit by waves of sadness. The weather is not helping because it's been like this for a few days. Like I said, I was talking to Anthony about it and I was like, you know, maybe I should listen to my slumps episode that I dropped like, what, 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago. But one thing about me is I will give advice and yap, 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 but I'm not going to listen to it. And that is something that I should probably alter about myself because I know what to do, but half the battle for anyone, I'm assuming, is the battle within yourself, like mentally, internally, you versus you, 1v1. And yeah, just know that if you are ever struggling with thoughts and motivation and things like that, you're not alone because I 100% feel that way too. Even though I come on here every single week and try to, you know, get on my pedestal and give you guys great information, advice, support, encouragement, all that, I too have my down days. I'm so sorry to report. Unbeknownst to me, I am not perfect. Just kidding. Anyways, I hope that you guys are having a great day, a great week, a great month. Summer is slowly approaching. Again, I have no idea when the first day of summer is. I think it's sometime in June, which June is such an exciting month for me. And it used to not be. I used to honestly kind of hate June when I was in elementary school, high school, really just any of the months, because it kind of felt pointless. Like summertime in Arizona, it's always hot, you know. You only really get a break November, December, January, February. Every other month is kind of the same. So at least with May, I had the pleasure of looking forward to no more school, like summer starting. June, nothing really happened. My cousins would come out and visit, but sometimes they would come in July, so it was kind of just, you know, hot for no reason. And July would be the 4th of July. I always have loved the 4th of July. My mom's birthday, my parents' anniversary on the same day, so that was always a fun time. And if there was going to be any family trip that I would go on with my certain family members, and if you know, you know. Anyways, we would usually go on a trip towards the end of July, and then, you know, when college was starting back up, I would have a lot to look forward to in July. So June is kind of pointless to me, but my boyfriend Anthony, his birthday is in June, and my nephew's birthday is also in June. They are about a week apart. So obviously, like, you know, a week and 23, 20, I don't know. I can't do math right now. One thing about me is I'm not gonna do math on the spot. They're at least 20 years apart. Anyways, now June is a very special month. I feel like I've yip-yapped enough. Let's just dive into today's episode. Like I said, guys, I am in a little bit of a rut myself, so I don't have that many life updates other than, oh wait, the most exciting update is that I recorded with my friend Darian. I have so many fun things to share about her, but I'm going to have her on this podcast, so I don't want to give away any of the things that we're going to talk about then. But just know that if you guys like me, if you fuck with me, you will love Darian. We are, you know, we are like the same person, just living in different states. And it was so fun to record with her. Truly the best experience. I was so nervous. If you know me, I get nervous about literally everything. So she was just an angel, so fun to record with. And I cannot wait for that episode to go live. We'll definitely be sharing all about it when it does. And I am officially 1 month post my previous job, guys. It has been so awesome. I truly feel like my mind, body, and soul have been recovering from what I went through in the last 3 years, and you know, just the experiences and just getting back to what makes me happy and redirecting my mind and my goals to things that actually matter and things that are more aligned with myself rather than working for a company that truly does not give a shit about me. Can I get an amen? Anyways, let's dive into today's topic episode. I cannot wait to share with you guys. Today's episode is all about moving out of your parents' house, your childhood home, moving away from home, being that long-distance daughter, whatever the situation looks like for you. Now, me personally, if you know me, you probably know my story, but I was born in Ohio when my parents moved us to Arizona. If you ask little Natalie, that was possibly the worst thing that could have ever happened to her. On the flip side, when my parents sold our Arizona house two-ish years ago and moved back to Ohio, getting a freaking tongue twister saying all of this going back and forth, when they sold the Arizona house and went to Ohio, now that is possibly the worst thing they've ever done to me. All jokes aside, even though I loved Arizona with my whole heart, I craved a sense of independence and freedom, and I truly got that when I went to Florida for college, right? I moved away temporarily, still came back for Christmas break in summer, and I had my room. It was my childhood room. I had everything. I had my friends, all of the similar restaurants, locations. The train just wanted to come by and interrupt us, but anyways, even though I had that sense of independence and freedom and, you know, was not necessarily fully living at my parents' house in Arizona, I still had that sense of returning to home, right? I knew all of the areas, I knew all the spots to go to, I had all my friends. I could go out on a drive and not even use GPS because I knew exactly where I was going. Fast forward to now, and I'm living in New Jersey. I'm with my boyfriend. We have an apartment together. We pay rent. We are doing the adulting shit, right? But I am so blessed with the best parents that I know. If I needed to, or if we needed to, and we had to leave or whatever, even when we want to visit, we always have a place to stay. We always have a room to stay. And my parents still do everything that they can to make it feel like that same homey feeling, which I am so appreciative of. But one thing that a lot of people don't talk about is, so for example, when we're teenagers, we can't wait to grow up, right? We rush growing up. We rush everything. We try to get fake IDs. We try to go out to parties. We just do all of the things, talk to people that are older than us. Like if you're a freshman and a senior guy is talking to you, you think that is the coolest thing ever. Looking back on it, it's giving creepy, it's giving pedophile. But anyways, we do everything in our power, quite literally, to grow up quicker, right? And then we grow up, and all we want to do is revert and live one day as we did when we had no responsibilities. When you could wake up on any day and you weren't the one that had to pay the bills that month, right? We all wish that we could go back to this sense of a childlike state, but we would not want to give up our freedom, our independence, our ability to do whatever, whenever we want, no one telling us what to do, right? It's funny how when we think of things, we don't really remember all of the bad things. Not really bad, but we glamorize everything about it and we don't really realize that, oh, if we had to go back to when we were a child, we had our parents telling us what to do. We had to live on their time frame and on their flexibility and on their schedule. And I say this because even though we try to rush growing up, once we grow up, we realize, okay, wow, our parents and everyone was right when they said to stop growing up so fast and to enjoy your childhood while you can. And of course, no one's gonna listen when you're in the moment, right? When you're living it, you're like, okay, yeah, but fifth grade sucks. I hate taking math tests, etc., etc. And obviously, hindsight is 20/20. So when you look back at it, you're like, damn, I really should have lived up the moment. But that is kind of exactly how I feel about when you move out, right? I remember planning and going on Pinterest and dreaming about, oh, the first things I was gonna buy when I moved out. But what a lot of people don't talk about is how lonely it can truly feel when you do make that big leap and that first step into being more of an adult. Now, lonely does not mean that you're alone and vice versa, right? I love myself some alone time, but does that necessarily mean that I'm lonely? No. But I can feel lonely when I know that all of my best friends are all in the same state, whether if it's Florida or Arizona. When I see all of them going out together, it does give me this pit in my stomach. But then I think on the flip side, and I absolutely, for the most part, as much as I possibly can, and as much as anyone can, love my current situation. Now, I'm not going to say that there aren't times where I wish, not even wish, but I think about how life could be different. And I think that that is completely normal, valid. I think everyone does that, whether if you admit it or not. I think it's completely normal to think about how your life could have panned out differently. Now, when I think about that for myself, I think, well, if I didn't go to college in Florida, my life would be so different, right? If my parents never moved us out of Arizona to Ohio, my life would probably be the same. But if they never moved us from Ohio to Arizona, my life would be so fucking different. I would be a way different Natalie. Who knows if this podcast would even be a thing, right? So I say all of this to say that there are a lot of different and confusing feelings when you are the one to be moving out of your parents' house. Now, obviously, this is something that is inevitable. As a parent, which obviously I'm not, I'm assuming that as a parent, you want your child to move out eventually. You want to know that they can do it on their own. You hope that you can equip them with the skills and the confidence to be able to go out in the world and tackle it, right? Obviously, again, I'm not a parent, so I can't fully speak to that, but I hope that that is what my parents feel about me and that they don't look at me as I moved out as a diss or upset. I truly don't think they think that. I think they are so proud of me just because I know how they reacted when my brother moved out, right? I would hope that our parents look at us when we move out and they're proud of us. They're proud to know that they raised someone that can go out on the world and do it on their own. But that's not to say that it probably doesn't hurt like hell. I know being the one that has moved out and gone to college and ended up moving different states, how badly it hurt, but I also know how exciting it was for me, how much joy I felt knowing that there was another adventure and journey for me to tackle once again. And I think that a lot of people don't really talk about the pros and cons to moving out. Not that the cons are going to make you just not move out because life goes on, right? Again, the world does not stop spinning just because something is happening to you, right? So I have had so many times in my life where something bad happened to me. Say I got broken up with, I got in a fight with a friend. Something horrible happened, and I was so confused why people were outside laughing and going about their day, and why I still had final exams to take. I was so confused and quite shocked, honestly, that the world did not revolve around me. Obviously, I know it doesn't, but that is a huge reality check when something crazy happens to you, and the world keeps spinning, the world keeps going. That's honestly how I feel about moving out of your parents' house. It's like something so big and exciting and something that we all look forward to, but looking back at it, it really is sad. It's a huge chapter that's being closed, and it's not like a chapter that's being closed of you and a friend not being friends anymore or of you breaking up with someone. It's not like a negative thing that is happening that is making a chapter close, but it's just a sign of growth and a sign that life is going on and a sign that you are on the right path. Honestly, I didn't know how I was going to approach this episode because I have so many different people in my life who they haven't moved out. Not that they haven't moved out of their parents' house, but they live in the same state, in the same city, in the same neighborhood, or maybe they still do live with their parents, which there's absolutely nothing wrong if you still live with your parents in this economy, honey. I wish I was not having to pay bills, rent, whatever. My parents and Anthony's parents always joke about, like, we didn't have to move out. But, you know, like I said, you always want something that's on the other side. You're always like, well, of course we want to. Of course we need to. Of course we have to. But now, after all the bills, we're like, damn, did we jump this a little bit? But it is the beautiful and exciting thing about life that you get to have and just experience new things. Like I said before, I've said it in almost every single podcast episode, probably. I am someone that craves independence. And that's honestly one of the big hurdles that I had to not really tackle, but just something I had to understand about myself in any type of relationship, whether if it's a romantic one or a friendship or family, is that I love independence. But I also love knowing that people are there for me, so I'm typically going to be going after the next big thing, or I'm going to be not jumping the gun on something, but definitely planning for it, you know? So I didn't really know how I was going to tackle this episode, like I just said, because there are so many mixed emotions and feelings that I have about moving out, and I am someone that does kind of struggle with the changes in life and so plagued by nostalgia, but I do think that this is something that I don't really hear anyone talk about. And I don't know if that's just because I'm kind of the only one of my friends that doesn't live in the same state as their parents, as their siblings. So I don't really have anyone that can relate to this in the way that I can. So I kind of just wanted to come on here and talk about this just in case anyone else is experiencing this or feeling it or has felt it. Just know that you're not alone. And I don't know if the fact that I'm in my mid-20s also kind of throws in a big corkscrew into everything because I don't know what the hell I'm doing. I feel like a big part of your 20s, at least the first half that I've experienced, is figuring out who the hell you are. And I don't know if it's necessarily good or bad that I'm figuring out who I am while being so far away from the people that know me the most. My parents, my brother, my nephews, basically all of my family is an hour flight away, so it's not that big of a deal, but I'm really talking about my best friends, right? The people that live in Arizona, the people that are a 6 hour, 5 hour plane flight away from me. Those people. I don't know if it's a good or bad thing that I'm taking on the world and trying to figure out who I am while being so far away from the people that do feel like home to me. But I do think it gives me an amazing opportunity to figure myself out without external factors and outside voices and other influences. I think that that is a big pro, but I think it makes it confusing as hell, right? I think that trying to navigate your life regardless of your age is going to be something that is so hard. And it definitely does make it so much easier when you have a village around you, right? They say it takes a village. I don't know if they just mean that for raising a child, but I think in life it just takes a village. Whether if your village is your best friend since second grade, your parents, your siblings, the person at the coffee shop that you see every single morning, someone that lives in your apartment, someone that you see in the lobby, whoever your village is, just know that even if you are having a hard time figuring yourself out, if you think life is confusing, I guarantee you they are also thinking the exact same shit, right? So, whether if you are someone that has moved out temporarily, lived with roommates, lived alone, moved out for college and then moved back home, ended up moving back home because of the pandemic and were just saving your money and never moved back out, whatever your situation looks like, however you're feeling, just know that if you are sharing any of the same emotions, feelings, whatever that I'm feeling, obviously you're not alone because I just yapped on for the last, what, 15 minutes or so about how confusing it is to be in your mid-20s, to move out, even though it's something that you're supposed to do and it's really glamorized and yeah, it's really fucking fun, but it's also sad, it's also scary, it's also confusing, and it's just a big part of life, whether if you want it to happen or not. It's one of those extremely bittersweet feelings, right? I think the whole theme of this episode is just bittersweet because it's such a great opportunity to move out and to truly make a new place your home. And home doesn't have to be a location. Home really is the people that make you feel like you. That's just my humble opinion. Home is not a structure. Home can be anything. You can have multiple homes. And my biggest advice is that if you are in this journey like I am, and if you're feeling confused, which I feel confused every single day, girl. If you are feeling confused, if you are feeling lonely, if you're feeling whatever, try to take steps to make yourself feel like home. Make the place that you're living in feel like home. Decorate it in ways that make you feel so excited and happy and giddy. Do things for yourself that reassure yourself that you are a safe person for you. Reassure yourself that you are the safest person, period, regardless of wherever you are, even if you are not moved out yet, even if you're in high school. I don't know who's listening to this, obviously, but I just kind of assume that I'm talking to another 25-year-old girl who has gone through my experiences or whatever. So even if you're someone that is younger and hasn't even graduated high school and you're still living at home, try to do things within yourself that no matter where you are, no matter who you're with, you always have that safe feeling like you are home. If that makes sense. One thing about me and one thing about every single It's Nap Time episode is that I'm gonna find some way, whether if I mean to or not, to correlate the episode back to healing your inner child and doing things that make you feel good for you, not for outside looks, not for people to think that you're cool. I saw a post on Instagram a few days ago, and I'll share it on my podcast Instagram as well, but basically saying that we were not put on this earth to be cool, right? We were put on this earth to have fun, to do things that we enjoy. And I think the more and more that you adopt that mentality and that mindset, the more that you will feel at peace and just overall zen wherever you are. That is something that I really try to remind myself whenever I'm having a sense of homesick, even when I'm quite literally at my house. I, even as a kid, was always homesick, was always asking my parents to pick me up from sleepovers. I was that kid, okay? But when I went to Florida for college, there was no mom, come pick me up. It was mom, dad, can you book me a flight home? And then I had to fly 4.5 hours, and who's gonna do that? I mean, I do know a lot of people that did do that, but me, I'm not doing that. So I did kind of have to learn in college to make wherever I was feel as homey as possible and just stay in contact with the people that know me the best, you know, the people that ground me and center me and remind me of who Natalie is. So if you are feeling any of these ways, and don't get me wrong, I know I kind of talked about more of the not really emotional, but I guess emotional parts of moving out. It is a really exciting thing to do. It is so fun. It's so fun to decorate my apartment. I can't wait to actually have a house. I think that will kind of eliminate any of the more of the feelings of like, what am I doing? You know what I mean? Like, having an apartment is so fun and all, but it doesn't feel like mine because it's not. So I really think that when I have a house, I will feel a lot more like, okay, yeah, like this is home, right? Having an address. Obviously, I have an address with an apartment, but it's got an apartment number slapped on it, so it just feels a little bit less sentimental in a way. So, yeah, like I said, moving out of your parents' house is so fun and exciting. It's emotional. It's a crazy feeling. Growing up is scary. Growing up is a scam. Adulting is a scam. So, if anyone has ever told you that it's not, I am here to tell you that it is. Bills are crazy, but don't let that stop you from being so excited to grow up and to move out and to do all the things, because if you have already done these things, you are on the right path. You are on the path to independence, and I think there is something so beautiful about being independent. It means that, number one, your parents raised you correctly, or if you didn't have parents in your life, your grandparents, even if you didn't have anyone like that in your life and you were the one that had to raise yourself, just know that you are doing the right things. You're not doing anything wrong. If you have ever had anyone in your life shame you for basically growing up, just know that that is probably a them issue and not a you issue. At the end of the day, when push comes to shove, try to find things that bring you joy, and I hope I hope it works, because obviously there's no cure-all for everything in the world. There is no permanent fix to most things. So when you can, just try to implement things into your life that make you feel like you, things that make you excited for life again. So I hope this was not a depressing episode, guys. I don't always really go into how I'm feeling about things, but this is a topic that I've been wanting to talk about, and I could go on and on and on about it, but I kind of feel like I'm just going in circles at this point. I hope you don't feel that way, but if you guys ever want me to talk more about this, I definitely will. I definitely can. I just kind of want to put this out there because it has been something that's been on my mind and on my heart for so long. And like I said, I truly just don't see enough people talk about this and normalize it. So don't feel like a failure if you have not moved out yet. Don't feel like a failure or a weirdo if you have moved out and you're like, oh, I miss when I was not moved out. I think that's so natural. It's normal to miss your childhood. It's normal to reminisce and be nostalgic of your childhood, of your youth, all the things. Just know that you are 100% not alone in how you're feeling. So that's the end of this topic for today, guys. Now let's talk about something a little bit more lighthearted, silly, goofy. Let's talk about my weekly thoughts, okay? First and foremost, why are fun facts so hard to come up with, and why are they like so daunting? I hate a fun fact. If someone asks me for a fun fact, I'm gonna sit there and suddenly I'm not so fun, right? I for real would be saying I'm from Arizona. If I was in Florida for school, for something, I don't know, a class, first day, oh, what's a fun fact, Natalie? Or I would say that my dad also went to Stetson. That was a good one to say. But like, I overthink so much about fun facts. I don't know, ask me something specific. So broad, so general, and I hate it. And one time in particular, I was doing an interview for something for school, for a little on-campus job. And something that they asked me was, if you could be any flavor of ice cream, what would you be? Now, what the fuck, right? Why are you asking me that? Ask me something that matters. I guess they were seeing it to see like how I react on the spot or my creativity, but girl, like, I don't know. And truthfully, the last thought that I have had this week, because honestly, I forgot to write down some of them, but not that this is new by any means, okay? But Bath and Body Works coming out with a spray hand sanitizer quite literally altered my way of living. It altered my brain chemistry. It did a lot of things, let me tell you that. And that was it for my thoughts of the week, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thanks for hanging, as always. Please follow the It's Nap Time podcast on Instagram. It's at It's Nap Time Podcast. My personal is Natalie X Palick. If you guys are loving the episodes and vibing, relating, connecting, whatever, please follow us on Spotify Podcasts, Apple Podcasts. I got love for my Apple people out there, okay? I know I'm a big Spotify girly, but I do love my Apple people, okay? Okay. Please leave a rating and review. 5 stars or nothing, honey, because why would you rate if you're not gonna give a 5-star? Because we don't like the haters out here, okay? You're not welcome. Anyways, no, seriously, just give a rating. It really does help just getting more people with their eyes on the podcast. I truly appreciate all of you that share it on Instagram and tag me and stuff. It makes me so happy. So just know that you guys are the best. I see your tags, your posts, whatever you're doing to get the word out there. I really truly appreciate it. As always, hot bitches, respectfully listen to the It's Nap Time podcast. I hope you enjoyed your nap time, and I will talk to you next week, besties. Bye.